dry rag.
Okay.
And they had a regular kitchen rag, wash the dishes and stuff, and they had a drying rag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the small piece of cloth that you might wash your face with?
Well, now we call them washcloths.
Okay.
That's what we call them.
Okay, sure. What might you dry yourself off with after you take a bath?
Generally, that towel.
Okay. What do you call that thing that you turn on and off at the sink?
We call it a faucet.
Okay. How about if it was on the side of your house? You know, that you might screw your hose onto or something. Would you call that a faucet too?
I really would.
Okay.
Outside the skinners between the funnels.
Between the what?
Between the faucet and the funnel. Funnel is something you use in there for getting that time to let something come through you.
Oh, like when you put in water?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever seen a faucet on a barrel? Like on a water barrel or something like that?
Cut it on and off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you call that a faucet too?
Or a funnel.
Oh, that was a funnel?
Sure.
Okay. And this is on a water barrel.
That's right.
Okay.
Some people... Now that faucet and funnel is kind of complex with me.
Okay.
But I think...
Let's see if I can draw a picture here. Maybe I can... Does the funnel look something like this? Comes down like so, and it has a little spout here. You put this in the bottle?
Yeah, that's known as a funnel.
Okay.
And that other turn on is a faucet.
Okay, great. What did molasses used to come in years ago?
Well, I'll tell you. They didn't have too many glass jugs back there. Had these earthen jugs.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of clay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beast. That's a general prevailing way of turning on and off from faucet.
Mm-hmm. How about lard? Did lard come in some kind of special container?
Yeah, they had to make a tin cans.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have large tin cans and smaller. Mm-hmm. How they got them, I don't know. But they had them. Put that lard in there.
Uh-huh.
If it was little lard, put in small. Lard, a lot of lard, put one was up.
Uh-huh. A large lard?
Yeah, it depends on how much lard you had.
Okay. What did you used to use to get your horses moving, like on a wood wagon or a buggy? Did you ever crack something over their head?
Yes, sir, plenty of time. And buggy whips and wagon whips and all kind of whips.
Did you get them moving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.